USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Kansas City, Missouri, has blocked the new heartbeat abortion law from taking effect in Missouri on Wednesday. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood and the ACLU asked the judge to grant a temporary injunction, putting the law on hold while a legal challenge takes place in court. Attorneys for the state can appeal the judge's ruling, and they have also told the judge that the state's goal is protecting fetal life as well as protecting women. Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband are being allowed to keep using the law firm that recently represented USC. The couple appeared in a Boston court on Tuesday to settle a dispute over their choice of lawyers. They say the firm's work for the university wasn't related in the college admissions cheating scandal. The couple is accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters recruited to the USC crew team, even though they never participated in the sport. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
At least two children are dead in Dayton, Ohio, after a suspect stole a police cruiser and crashed it. Mayor Nan Whaley says the accident was senseless.
I would not be surprised if the toxicology report shows that this man was on some illegal substance.
10 other people were hurt as well when the stolen police vehicle crashed into two other cars. Another fast food chain could soon offer meatless meals. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains...
Now KFC and Beyond Meat are rolling out a plant-based poultry substitute called Beyond Fried Chicken. The nuggets and boneless wings will be tested only at one Atlanta location and only this week. Customers will get a free sample and be asked for their feedback, but it's likely KFC will take it to the next level soon as several of its competitors, including Subway, Burger King, and Carl's Jr., have recently hitched onto the meatless wagon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Senator Lindsey Graham on Tuesday blasted states that are suing over the Trump administration's new rules that would allow illegal alien families to be held while they're awaiting deportation proceedings, saying that finding solutions on immigration could ultimately lie in the people that are sent to Washington, D.C.
Send people to Washington who don't hate Trump. I have been working on immigration for 10 years. I'm willing to deal with the DACA population, give them a place to stay in our country, a pathway to citizenship. I'm willing to spend money in Central America to make life better. I've done everything I know to do. I've talked. I've turned blue in the face. I can't get one Democrat to agree with me that you should apply for asylum in Central America or Mexico, not the United States, because we don't have the capability to deal with asylum claims, and most of them are fraudulent. I can't get one Democrat to agree to allow children to be held with their families humanely for 40, 50, or 100 days so we can process their claims. They literally want them to be released in the United States. They continue a practice of asylum being applied for in the United States. It has a never-ending trail, and the trail to get here is terrible for women and children. They will not work with me. They will not work with President Trump. I am dumbfounded as to why we can't find compromise.
The senator from South Carolina was speaking there on Fox News, and so far no word out of the Democrats in the Senate, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.